churches of Christ to get involved in such things as it is for the Methodists to sprinkle for baptism. One is without scripture, the other is without scripture. One is without biblical authorization, the other is without biblical authorization. Church-sponsored meals and parties in the church buildings have become a regular affair in many churches. And yet, God did tell us where we ought to eat and drink. He said that was to take place in the life of the Christian, in the home of the Christian. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:22, "What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." I have had long arguments, discussions with people till midnight at times on this subject. But I say to you again, the Methodists have just as much authority for the sprinkling of babies as brethren do for their recreation, their entertainment, their meals in the buildings, and their parties and gatherings of such like in their buildings as this. Those buildings were not built for such purposes. I remember a few years ago that one of the congregations in the area where I was preaching built a new building. For the first time in that church's 100 years of existence, they built a big area for meals and entertainment. I wrote a church bulletin article that asked, why was there not a kitchen in the old building? Why not? I said, was the church unable to afford it? And of course the answer was no, they could afford it. And a number of like questions. And of course, ultimately, the answer was because they didn't believe that's what they ought to be doing. They were there to worship. That's what they ought to do in the building of God's people. Yet again, I've gone to places where brethren, even in our time, have begun to do that sort of thing. And I've heard over and over again from some of the younger preachers, oh, I think we're just going too far with that sort of thing. And we push too hard with that sort of thing. Musical instruments in worship. Now, I hammer on this in my preaching these days, and you know why? Because churches of Christ all around the country are rolling in the instruments. They're rolling them in. In our area, one big congregation in our area, for the first time in its history, I guess that church is probably 130 years old, rolled in an instrument. First time. Do you think those brethren 130 years ago couldn't afford an instrument? Was that it? Or, you know, all the list of things that might not. No, I'll tell you what. They thought it was wrong. They understood the silence of God. They understood this biblical principle. And they understood that that was a presumptuous sin to do it. And yet, we've got a whole crop of younger preachers coming along these days who are preaching that it's just fine. Or maybe they're not preaching that it's just fine. They're just saying, you know, I got a problem with all of that so-called Church of Christ tradition. Well, come on, let's debate the issues then. Let's talk about these matters in public forums instead of hiding behind a computer in a church office somewhere and slapping at the preachers who've been doing the work and building the churches and congregations that you're preaching for now for all these years. Where is the biblical evidence for it? Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16 gives me authority for us to sing just as we did a few moments ago. What we did is what the early disciples of Christ did. Again, evidence from history tells us that it was not for several centuries, and in fact a thousand years, before instruments were used generally in churches. But all that's ignored, as if it means nothing. Brotherhood elderships. the sponsoring church arrangement that is prohibited by the silence of Scripture is something that in just a past generation set aside the notion that local churches have their own elders. Philippians 1, verse 1. The church at Philippi had their own elders. Paul was somewhere else, and writing to those brethren, they had their own leaders. We see that universally. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, that their jurisdiction is among them. That's all. Not beyond them, just among them. All of this talk of the Pope visiting the United States, most of us look at that and say, just great evidence of how presumptuous sins get people into a whole lot of trouble. When you start talking about a man like he was a god, like so many people do in this day and time, when a pope comes, all of that is biblically unjustifiable. They forget the fact that the Apostle Peter, when he approached the house of Cornelius, that Cornelius fell down at his feet. And he said, get up, I also am but a man like you are. Acts 10, 25. There are churches that have choruses. And I'm telling you, in churches of Christ, they're there these days. They're having choruses and they're having choirs. They call them praise teams. They put them up here on the front row. And they call them a praise team. You know, the denominations have these big things set up in the back, but the churches of Christ have never had that, so they don't have all of that gimmickry in the building in the first place.